The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
It's time for another Dating Women Radio Show segment. Check out the description for what we're talking about this week. Thank you for listening.
So I've been following the system for about 10 years now, and I met an exceptional lady about 5 years ago. We have a wonderful relationship. And 2 weeks ago, we decided to drive to Utah, and the speed limit's 80 miles an hour, and I drove about 85 the whole way. She ended up in tears, and it has created quite a problem between us.
Because you went 5 miles an hour over?
Correct.
Yeah, but, you know, she's right.
Okay.
You're breaking the law.
Okay.
When you break the law, do it alone. Don't do it with a girl.
Okay.
You asked for this. Now, I think she went overboard. Did she ask you to slow down?
She did.
And you didn't do it?
I just didn't have the energy to go any slower.
And how old are you? 41?
35.
Hey, if you were 19 or 18, I'd let you off the hook. You're a grown man, man. And what did I just tell you? Women complain. He doesn't listen, and he takes me for granted. She asks you to slow it down. You say, oh, sorry, honey. Here, I'll cut it. In fact, I'll cut it down to 75. You wanted to break the law. She asked you not to, and you didn't listen to her. And she saw a side of you she never saw before. We talk about these about women, about stuff coming out after 6, 8 months or a year. Now we're talking about you after 5 years? And then she tells her sister, and the sister tells the mom and dad, you know, I don't know if you should go out with that guy, honey, because, you know, he likes to go 85 miles an hour, you know, and it's breaking the law. You know, you can have a flat tire at that speed.
No, this is some good input. I appreciate it.
So did you apologize?
I did, and I just said, hey, you know, it's hard for me to drive slow. I mean, I didn't.
Well, you just—if I gave you $1 million to drive slow, you'd do it, right?
Yes, but 5 over is acceptable in the American society, and that's all I was doing.
The girlfriend that loves you asked you for a favor, and you turned her down. All you had to drop down was 5 to 8 miles per hour, and you did this with it. You didn't listen to the girl. The driving has nothing to do with this. She asked you for a. I had a guy about a month ago. You know, they had bought some bottled water. And she wanted some other type, and he says, "No, you don't need that. You got this one." So he gets in an argument over a $2 bottle of water.
Good point.
Same thing. Stupid. The girl wants 3 or 4 extra bottles of water. And I've been going out with her for a while, or I've been driving with this girl. Has she ever asked you to slow down before that?
Oh, sometimes.
There we go. We got a problem here.
You think
Mario Andretti. Andretti.
Doc, you give great insight.
Please. When she asks you to do something, honey, give me a penny. Or, honey, buy me a bottle of water for $2. Or, you know, cut down whatever she asks you to do when it's nothing. Just do it.
Gotcha.
You got to do it, man. Anything else?
Nope, this is Riley, and I sure appreciate the input.
Okay, right. Did she forgive you?
She came around, yes, but it created quite an issue for 2 or 3 days. And, you know, I just thought I'd run it by you and get your opinion.
Obviously, I think I'm right.
You don't, right?
She gets 100% on this. You get zero, my friend. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And, Doc, it's this is what we always talk about. If it doesn't raise interest level, because guys do get comfortable, and that's another part of the maintenance program, you get too comfortable. If it doesn't raise interest level, why do it?
Yeah, she's going 85 down to 80. I mean, what's the big deal? But then she asked him to slow down the driving a couple times before that.
You know, it all gets down.
If she mentions that to her mom and her dad, they'll say, I don't want you marrying this guy. Well, I have a couple kids in the car, and I'll be running around 80 miles an hour, you know, through a crosswalk and down in the middle of the city.
You know,
this is real simple. And he's been a student for 10 years. Enough beating him up. Let's go to the next one.
Well, hey Doc, I wanted to bring up one more point though.
Sure.
That and I thought of something that there's another system aspect to this, and I wanted to run this by you. It's attacking her comfort level, and you know, for whatever reason, I mean, you and I can sit here and say 5 miles over the speed limit, no big deal. But for some reason, it bothers her. Let's just say heights bothered him, and she's like, "Well, don't be a baby. Let's go up on this escalator." You know, and it's attacking his comfort level. And when you're in a loving relationship, you shouldn't be doing that to somebody. And even if it's a minor point to you, could be a major point to somebody else. It's just something I thought of.
Yeah, she might have been in a wreck when she was a kid at 6.
Yeah.
And, you know, it stayed with her. Cars that go too fast or speed or go around corners fast, or you hear the tire screech, all that kind of stuff. She doesn't like crash scenes in movies. You don't know how deep this thing goes.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you like that? Get way more, like over 150 hours of audio just like that at the Doc Love Club. And we have a free trial with no credit card needed. Check it out now, DocLoveClub.com.